Good morning.
Good morning.
What happened to everybody?
Holiday.
I don't know.
All right, we'll see how it goes. All right, thanks be to God for this another day in our lives, and let us be grateful for that. One more day to live in this world is a gift from God. So let us be grateful for that. No matter what happens, it is still a gift from God. So let us be thankful. God has given us this opportunity also to gather here and also online to worship together as God's children because of the love that he has shown to us through his Son, Jesus Christ. Only because of his grace that we are children of God, not because of our merits, only because of his grace. We have more people coming. So that is good. God is good. The announcements, those are the regular announcements, the second page in the bulletins, or food bank ministry, the books are sale, and also the third Thursday luncheon, that is going to be this Thursday at 1 o'clock at the Golden Corral, at, have a time of lunch and fellowship, so please join for that. I don't have any other special announcements. Did I miss anything? I don't see anything more. Thank you for your continued and faithful support in the ministries of the church by your prayers, presence, gifts, service, and witness. God loves a cheerful giver. Let us continue to do the work that God has given us in this community to do faithfully. We take donations on our website also. Please use those opportunities to do that. Those are the announcements that I have. If there are no other announcements, we will continue worshiping God together. This is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. If you are able, please stand for the opening hymn. Hymn number 61 in the blue book. Come Thou Almighty King. Please stand if you are able. Let us pray. God of grace and God of mercy, eternal and loving God, we thank you for your manifold blessings in our life. Our life is a gift from you. And you keep us safe every day and sustain us with all the things that we need every day in this world. It is not because of what we have done. It is only because of what you have done. You saved us even when we were sinners. You sent your Son to die for us so that whoever believes in him have eternal life. Thank you again for the great mercy and grace that you have shown to us. Thank you for this opportunity that you have given us to gather in your name and also online to worship you, O God. Help us always to be grateful for everything that you have given us. And as we continue with our celebration of the Pentecost season, empower us with the power of your Pentecost, the Holy Spirit, that we can be powerful witnesses for you every day of our life. You open the eternal life to every race and nation and promise the gift of Holy Spirit to every language and every nation in this world. We are united by that one Spirit in love of Jesus Christ as one body in Christ. May the services of word and praise we offer today be to your glory and a blessing to your people. Bless each and every one of us here today, Lord, according to our hearts, the needs and desires. We thank you for your presence in our midst. Help us to worship you in truth and in spirit. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. So greeting time now, if you can stand up and greet each other in Christian love.
Okay, today's congregation choice is in the red book, page 46. And please stand as we sing it. I don't remember if Linda or Jean requested it, one of them did, and it's entitled How Beautiful Heaven Must Be. Please join us.
You can sit or stand as you please.
Linda or Jean?
Both of us.
Okay. Oh, good. We'll do our best.
Please be seated. Our responsive reading is taken from Psalm 134, verses 1 through 14. It's on page 851. You may have to stand up again if you are able, please. If not, you can get seated.
Praise the Lord. Praise the name of the Lord.
Give praise for service of the Lord. You that stand in the house of the Lord, in the courts of the house of our God.
Praise the Lord, for the Lord is good. Sing to the Lord's name, for the Lord is gracious.
For the Lord has chosen Jacob for himself, Israel as his own possession.
For I know that the Lord is great.
Our Lord.
Whatever the Lord pleases, the Lord does, in heaven and on earth, in the seas and all deeps.
It is the Lord who makes the clouds rise from the end of the earth,
he makes lightnings for rain, and brings out the wind from the stars.
It was the Lord who struck the firstborn of Egypt, both of human beings and animals.
He sent signs and wonders against Pharaoh and all his servants.
Who struck many nations and slew many kings. Sion, king of the Harmonites, and Og, the king of Basan, and all the kingdoms of Canaan.
And gave the land as a heritage to God's people.
Your name, O Lord, endures forever. Your reunion, O Lord, throughout all ages.
The Lord will vindicate his people and have compassion on his servants.
The word of God for the people of God.
Thanks be to God.
Now you may be seated. It's our prayer time where we bring our prayers of praises and thanks. Thank God for all the blessings that we receive from God, and also bring our prayers of burdens and concerns as a church family. United in faith, we lift up our concerns to God, trusting in God's promise that He will answer our prayers according to His time and His will. The regular prayer requests are at the back of the bulletin in those boxes. You can turn with me on that. Please continue to pray for these people and these items listed there. Pray for Jean McBrayer, Grace Ains, Harry Basil, Carol Clemens, Jerry Rains, Ellen Bartolo, Sean and Amy Conway, Harry Crumlin, that we have been praying for these people. Let us continue to pray for them, that God will be with them. Okay, our second son in New York, Timothy, has been admitted in the hospital last night with a back pain. So we just heard that he has a bulged disc.
He's in a lot of pain.
He's not a pain.
He can't stand up.
Our second son. He's in New York, Albany, and he's young. I don't know what's going on. He never had back problems. So please remember him in our prayers. Anybody have any special names or call-outs to pray to add to the items?
I have a prayer mass shootings in Mississippi.
Do what?
Right, two mass shootings.
Oh, mass shootings.
And one was in Leland, Mississippi. The other one was in Ivor, Mississippi. And seven people got killed. And one was a five-year-old girl. And a pregnant mother.
The violence seems to be growing more. Let's pray that God will bring peace to this nation. There's a lot of violence increasing every day. So pray, remember these people that are affected by the shootings in Mississippi, her home state. Anybody else? Let us also pray for our service workers, our military, fire, police, and all those who are serving us on a daily basis.
Bus drivers.
Who?
Bus drivers.
Big pressure. And the teachers and bus drivers, I know they don't have the greatest job, and they deal with a lot of things. Let's pray for our school system. Our teachers, bus drivers, and the administrators, all of them. They have a very hard job. And if you offer me, you can't offer me enough money to work in a school system. It's very hard. Either you get hurt or somebody else gets hurt. So let us remember them. But they are doing a good job. Thanks be to God for that, for the teachers and the bus drivers. Thanks. Thank you for your service.
Truck drivers.
Oh, yeah.
The camera's not working.
Which one? Oh, here?
See if you can fix it, but
I think I turned it off. Okay. Thanks for noticing that. Okay. So we have a whole more list of items to pray for. So I will add those items in this list. And that will add to your prayer list every day. So please remember these things in your prayers every day. And post this in somewhere in your prayer area, that we can't ignore the importance of prayer. Even though a lot of things are going away, or places taking away prayer from their routines, we have to continue as a church and Christians to continue prayer, because prayer changes things. We know that.
Amen.
And prayer is powerful. So let us continue to pray for all these things that are happening around us. Pray for our nation, our president, leaders of the Congress, and many others, especially to find a solution to this shutdown as soon as possible, that God will give them the guidance to settle all these issues and bring this nation together. Let us also pray for the world leaders. There happened to be some kind of an agreement in the Middle East. Thanks be to God for that, that it will be lasting. And let us pray for those leaders around the world who make decisions that they will fear God. Pray for our church and all the churches in this area, that God will bless us to be faithful in serving this community in any ways that God has given us to do, the opportunities that we can use. And the pastors and the ministers, and also the world church at large, working around the world, spreading the gospel of Christ, missionaries, churches, and many, many others. Let us remember also them in our prayers. Those are the prayer requests that I wanted to bring out. If nobody else has anything to add, let us go to God in prayer. Spend a few moments in silent prayer, and then I will close with a closing prayer. Let us pray. Scripture says, if God is for us, who can be against us? He who did not spare his own son, but gave him up for us all, how will he not also along with him graciously give us all things? Gracious and merciful God, we thank you for this time that you have given us to spend in your presence with our prayers of blessings and concerns. Thank you for our life with all its joys and blessings. Thank you for keeping us safe and covering us with your love and protection every day, and giving us everything that we need spiritually, physically, and mentally. We thank you for your presence in our lives, in our families' lives, in our church life, in our society. Help us, Lord, always to be thankful for your presence and your guidance. You are the source of all good things, and you only desire good for us, and we thank you for that. We come before you with our burdens and concerns also, O God. Some of us are broken in our bodies, and we need healing. And many of us are broken in many different ways with various issues in our lives that are affecting us. Especially the ones that we have prayed here for healing. We pray for Jean McBrayer and Grace Ains, Harry Basil, Carol Clements, Jerry Raines, Eden Bertolou, Sean and Amy Conway, Harry Crumlin. We pray for Timmy as he's in the hospital. We pray for all of those people who are looking to you for their healing at this time, O God. We pray that you touch them according to your will and your grace, and touch them with your healing hand. Above all, we pray for peace in their lives and in their family lives. We thank you for the healing and recovery that you have given to most of them, Lord, as we continue to pray for them. We pray for our service workers, our military, fire, police, many, many others who serve us on a daily basis. We thank you for their services, and we pray for that you will keep them safe and bless them with your grace every day to do their job. We pray for our school system, our bus drivers and teachers, administrators, and we pray for our students also, God. Bless them with your guidance every day, that our next generation, our students, will be guided by God's fear in their lives, that they will be growing us up as good citizens, not only to do good, but also to teach others how to be good. We pray for truck drivers and many others who are affected by many things this time. We pray for your grace upon them. We especially pray for those who are affected by the mass shooting in Mississippi. Bless them with your grace, O God. Comfort them. Pray for the people who are affected by the explosion in Tennessee also. We hear and see a lot of things around us that not very good, that not the way that we would like it to have. But we know that you are in the midst of all these things, working through it and guiding us. Help us to trust in your faithfulness every day, Lord. Even when things don't turn out to be good, sometimes to be stormy and windy, and troublesome. We know that you will act according to your time and your will. We pray for our nation, our president, leaders of the Congress and governors and many others who make decisions that affect our lives. We pray that you will give them the wisdom to do the right things. And we pray for the world leaders also, that they will make decisions that will bring peace to this world. Especially the Middle East Peace Agreement, we pray that you make it a lasting peace there, that all the wars will end in Ukraine and many other parts of the world. We thank you for our military who are defending us and all the world around the world, many parts of the world. We thank you for Dean and his presence in our midst today. We remember all our soldiers faithfully serving us when we are comfortably sitting here, Lord. Bless them with your grace and comfort them with your presence every day. Strengthen them, Lord. And we thank you for them and their services. We pray for our church here, Lord. At this time of history, you have placed us here to be your witnesses for this community. Help us to serve this community faithfully in whatever ways that you open the doors for us. Use the opportunities faithfully with all the resources that we have. We pray for all the churches around this community and the pastors and the work that they are doing. But also we remember the world church at large. who are working to spread your message of love and gospel to many parts of the world. Bless the missionaries and missions and workers who are spreading your love. We pray that you will bless them with your grace and comfort them with your presence. Strengthen them with the Holy Spirit. Be with us today, O God. Help us to worship you in truth and in spirit. As we meditate on the word, open our hearts to receive your word and empower us with your power of the word so that we can be more powerful witnesses for you in our lives. Be with us today. Touch each and every one of our hearts and fill us with your power. As we come before you, help us, Lord, to feel your presence and experience the power in our lives. We pray this prayer in the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, who taught us to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us as we forgive those who trespass against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. The kingdom and the power and the glory forever and ever. Amen. Now the ushers may come and take up the offertory prayer.
Stand for the doxology. Father, thank you for this beautiful day, and thank you for your continued blessings in our lives. We pray that you bless this offering, and just let us be more mindful of the needs of others, and reach out to those who don't know you, and let them be able to have your peace that you can give. It only comes from you. We love you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Please remain standing for the scripture reading, which comes from James chapter 1, verses 12 through 25. Blessed is the one who preserves under trial, because having stood the test, that person will receive the crown of life that the Lord has promised to those who love him. When tempted, no one should say, God is tempting me, for God cannot be tempted by evil, nor does he tempt anyone. But each person is tempted when they are dragged away by their own evil desire and enticed. Then, after desire has conceived, it gives birth to sin, and sin, when it is full grown, gives birth to death. Don't be deceived, my dear brothers and sisters. Every good and perfect gift is from above, coming down from the Father of the heavenly lights, who does not change like shifting shadows. He chose to give us birth through the word of truth, that we might be a kind of first fruits of all he created. My dear brothers and sisters, take note of this. Everyone should be quick to listen, slow to speak, and slow to become angry, because human anger does not produce the righteousness that God desires. Therefore, get rid of all moral filth and the evil that is so prevalent, and humbly accept the word planted in you, which can save you. Do not merely listen to the word, and so deceive yourselves. Do what it says. Anyone who listens to the word but does not do what it says is like someone who looks at his face in a mirror, and after looking at himself, goes away and immediately forgets what he looks like. The word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God.
You may be seated. Let us pray. Loving God, we thank you for the gift of your word. The living word your Son who came to this world and lived among us as flesh and blood, so that we can experience the power of your word in our lives every day. Open our hearts to receive your word with humility and obedience. Illumine our souls so that we can understand the meaning of the message we hear today, Lord. Speak through us, speak to us, empower us and fill us with the power of your word so that we can be a source of blessing to others because of your word. May the words of my mouth and the meditations of all of our hearts be acceptable in your sight. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. So we studied some books in the New Testament, the letters of the apostles, and last we studied the book of Jude, and I jumped into the book of James, because Jude and James, are historians saying, are the brothers who wrote these letters. They were not part of the disciples of apostles, but they were two brothers who were Christians, and they wrote these letters. They were both eventually became priests and bishops in various parts of Turkey and the Asia Minor areas. So Jude's brother is James, and he wrote this book to a group of people. Particularly, if you read the whole book, it's only 5 or 6 chapters, so you can read that also, about how to live our lives as Christians. And the book is also called the Proverbs of the New Testament. Proverbs, as you know, has a lot of proverbs, sayings about how we live our things, and King Solomon wrote many of them, wise words of wisdom. Similarly, James wrote this letter to the believers in some part of that area at that time. We don't know who he was addressing to this, but he explains how as Christians we should discipline our lives so that we can be witnesses of Jesus Christ in this world. Some of the theologians, including Martin Luther, was not very interested in this book because they did not. We do not see a lot of things about Jesus Christ, his sacrifice, and the salvation part in this book. It's mainly, as Christians, what we should do in our everyday life. That's what James is talking about. So many theologians are saying that this shouldn't be part of the gospel, no, part of the New Testament. It should be a separate book and outside of the Bible. But regardless of what, it is included in the book because it is very important for us to understand our faith is not just something that we believe. It is something that we live. Our faith is a living faith. In other words, James definitely, very clearly in definite terms, says that faith without actions is dead. If we do not reveal our actions, reveal our faith through our actions, our faith is meaningless to the world. Jesus Christ showed the kingdom of heaven through his love to this world, his compassion, and he reached out to people who were in need. His actions revealed who he was. And that's exactly what James is telling us, that so it is important for this book to be in the Bible, that we need to study also. I remember Lisa spent several weeks on this book years ago when she taught this book. And when I prepared for this time, some of those notes that I referred back to from that lessons we learned. It is a very important book, and in this book we will see not only about being people of action, but also rooted in our faith. We need to show the world that we are disciples of Jesus Christ. And also he's saying that do not be just readers of the word that we read. Do not merely listen to the word. And verse 22, and so deceive yourselves. Do what it says. That's the hardest part. Listening is easy, isn't it? We can listen to my preaching every Sunday. It's very easy. And I can preach to you too. It's not that hard either. But doing it. If you don't do it, he says that we are deceiving ourselves. So that is a very important point he makes, that we are deceiving ourselves if we don't act out our faith daily. Anyone who listens to the word but does not do what it says is like someone who looks at his face in a mirror and after looking goes away and immediately forgets what he looks like. How many times do we remember after we walking away from the mirror? When we are in front of the mirror, we get a big perception about us. And after walking away from us, we don't really act like that, right? And that's a very interesting way he's putting that verse there, to always remember who you are. Not just when you come to church. Not only when you are in front of the Bible, but in every walk of our ways, in our schools, in our work areas, in our businesses, in the walk of life every day. Even the ones like retired, like me and Norman, we have people that we deal with. Even though we don't go out work every day, we still have a life that we live dealing with other people. So our actions will have to show that we are people of faith in Jesus Christ. This letter was written somewhere in the first century or towards the beginning of second century. And one verse that I wanted to focus on today is about the good and perfect gift that comes from God. Many times you probably have heard that I pray during the offertory time that every good and perfect gift is from above, verse 17. Coming down from the Father of the heavenly lights, who does not change like shifting shadows. Good and perfect gift. What is that? A good gift is, you and I know, a good gift is something that we are going to like, that we can use. But a perfect gift is more than a good gift. A good and a perfect gift is that what God gives us, and it comes only from God. How do I explain this? We all have seen that God is good and God is great, and we thank him for our food. We pray that in our meal times, right?
Yep,
God is great in many ways that cannot be said of any other person in this world or anywhere else. He is the only one who is sufficient in himself. We all are not sufficient in ourselves. We have needs outside of us that we have to depend on other things. We have to depend on other people. Sometimes we think that, I don't depend on anybody. Well, you have some have to depend on somebody else. Right? If the truckers don't drive, you don't get any groceries. All the things that we have prayed here today. We need each other. Without that, we don't live. But how about other than people? We need air. We need wind. We need rain. We need water. These are all things that we are getting free of charge by God's grace. If you start paying for the air you breathe, I don't know if I have enough money to pray for, right? Thank God that he doesn't bill us every month for the air that we breathe. If that was taken over by some businessman like Elon Musk or somebody, every gallon of air, I can't even go there. But God's grace and his blessings are so plentiful that we are taking it in and breathing out every day without knowing how precious it is. And rain, God gives it to good people and bad people, just like air we breathe. But these are all good gifts from God. Yes, they are good because God is good. But what is the perfect gift?
Yeah.
The perfect gift is when you have a good gift that you get at the right timing. That is very important. Rain is good, right? It's a blessing. But if rain comes at the wrong time and destroys all the crops, that is not a perfect gift. Even though it's a good gift, at the wrong time, it becomes a bad gift. It is God who gives us good and perfect gifts. And the air is good that we breathe. But when you start trouble with COVID and you can't breathe, you can have all the air in the world outside. Hey, go ahead, breathe.
Yeah, right.
But God is the one who gives
that
grace to breathe. And I have seen personally during COVID time, struggling people in the hospitals with all kinds of oxygen tanks filled with oxygen for you. They can't take it in. It doesn't matter how good the gift is, it has to become perfect only when God intervenes and make it useful for you and me. And He does that every day. We wake up in the morning without any problems, and it's not because of what we did last night. It is because God gave us the opportunity and the blessing to be here one more day. And I continue to say that every day. So God is a good God, and He is also a perfect God, because He is perfect in everything. And He is the only one who is good and perfect, who can give us the good and perfect gift. So let us not forget how good and perfect that God gives us all the things that we need. The perfect gift is God giving His gift at the right timing. About Elijah, the prophet Elijah, we read about in the Bible, when he was in the desert and he ran for his life, and then God gave him food through a bird, and God gave the people of Israel manna from heaven. Those were the perfect and good gifts at the right times when they needed. The disciples were in the stormy sea, afraid of their lives, that there was storm and wind beating against their boat, that they were afraid of their lives, that they were going to sink. But Jesus walked on water to them at that right timing. God is a God who comes to us at the right timing when He needs, when we need Him. And let us not forget that. He is the only one who will. We may have a lot of people who can help us with good things. Our children, our friends, rich people, our friends might be able to. But if it doesn't come at the right timing, it's not going to be useful for us. But God is a good God and a perfect God who will bless us with everything that we need at the right time. God is the source of every good thing because God is good. And He says that He cannot change like shifting shadows. What is shifting shadows? We will see that a lot, shifting shadows around us. We'll have a lot of people around us one day, and all of a sudden when we need them, we turn around, they're gone. Haven't you felt that? I felt that. We can't put trust in human beings at all. It's not their fault. We are all like that. Right? They're like, used to be saying that the young man told his girlfriend, "I love you to death, but if the rain doesn't stop, I'm not going to be there for the party." They were planning to go somewhere. But he loves her to death, but rain is the big thing that comes in them. We are all like that. Little things. We are all like somebody says that, Fair weather fans. Good weather, good game, good score. We love them. Like the teams. Football is coming up, right? And there are fair weather fans. They keep changing their loyalty to different teams based on how the team wins or loses. When you feel like your team is kind of losing, you slowly shift your line. And people are like that. Those are fair weather fans. I don't know about, you heard the news about they're bringing somebody to sing in Super Bowl. Yeah, you know what I'm saying. Buddy? Bunny? Bunny? Somebody? Buddy? The funny.
I think it's Bad Bunny.
Bad Bunny? I don't know. Are you guys looking forward to that or no?
Oh, yeah.
I don't know. I heard a lot of bad things or good things about him. He already said he's not going to sing in English, period. If you want to follow me, learn Spanish. Oh, where did that come from? What are we doing here with the Super Bowl in America? I don't know. I'm not a big fan of the halftime show anyway, so it doesn't affect me. But these are the things that happen, you know, when things change, people's loyalty changes. And that is not what God is. God is not going to change like shifting shadows. Shadows change. Like every season, when we wake up in the morning, sometimes we have the window against the sun. In spring, the sun goes to one side, and when it slowly moves, it goes to the other side in fall. Have you noticed that? And when the sun moves, the sun doesn't move, you know that. Sun stays where it is. But our shadows move, because as the sun moves from north to the south, our shadows also move. That's what he said, talking about the shadows and seasons. As seasons change in our lives, our shadows also change. When you had a lot of people and friends when you were in the 30s and 40s, where are they now, Miss Blue? Where are they? We used to go around and have dinners and parties and young people with children, and we had a good time when I was in my 30s and 40s. We had like weekly get-togethers. Where are they now? Just me and my wife now. That is what life is. Our life changes as our seasons change. But God is not like that. He's like the sun. The sun never changes. He's the source of all light. He says that there. He's the source of all light. Because he's the source of light, he does not have shadow. Sun doesn't have shadow, right? Because of sun, we have shadows. So sun doesn't change. He's the source of life. Just like that, James is teaching us God is an everlasting God who does not change like the changes of this world.
Amen. Yeah.
People change. Circumstances change. Everybody changes. Everything changes in this world. But God is a God who does not change. He chose us to give us birth through the word of truth, that we might be a kind of first fruit that he created. So that's how God chose us as his children from among all of these changes and things and variables that we have to deal with every day. His constant faithfulness and love never change. And the shadows also keep changing. I mean, I heard a story that there's a big dam built in China that changed the earth axis by 2 inches. That really scared me when I read that. Look it up. It's a big dam that China built called the Three Gorges Dam. They gathered a bunch of rivers together that should be flowing to the sea and built a huge dam for producing electricity or something. That tilted Earth's axis 2 inches with the weight of the water that collected there. That may be why I'm getting my migraines. Because probably, who knows? Because it can really change. It can really change the weather. It can change. I mean, 2 inches is not that big for us, but when it comes to an Earth's axis, it can produce certain things. Where are we going? So among all of these things, I mean, look it up if you have time. It's very interesting. Go read about it, how the world is getting affected by people acting crazy. Three Gorges Dam in China. But with God, who is light himself, and in him is no darkness, there is no change, nor anything like it. He is unchangeable in his nature, perfect in his purpose and promises and gifts. And there is nobody like him that we can trust. God is a good God. He's a perfect God. He's a gracious God and merciful. Even when we falter and fail, he will never falter, because that is his nature. He does not forget us. He will not leave us alone. He will not abandon us. He will be there in just in time for our needs. So James is saying that God does not like changes, and he's not like shifting shadows. He's the perfect God, good God. And the perfect and the good thing that God gave us, above all gifts that we are enjoying, is the perfect Son, Jesus Christ. The greatest gift of all, the most perfect gift that he gave us, is the gift of Christ. He sent his only Son to this world, perfect and sinless, nice and merciful, gracious to everybody, compassionate. Because of his sacrifice on the death of cross, on the cross, and his resurrection, believing in him, we have eternity to live with him. So let us trust in that God beyond measure, that he loves us. Through him, God gave us forgiveness, redemption, and eternal life. That's why Paul writes in Romans that he who did not spare his own son, but gave him up us for all, how will he not also, along with him, graciously give us everything that we need? Can we trust that God today? Can we trust him tomorrow? He's the same yesterday, today, and tomorrow. So, dear friends, when we walk out of here today, look around. There are proof of God's generosity and mercy everywhere around us when we go. The sunlight will greet you. The laughter of the loved ones will entertain you. The peace that steadies our soul. All of these are God's whispering as to us his faithfulness. Every good and perfect gift comes from above, the Father of heavenly lives, who does not change like shifting shadows. May the good Lord bless us with these words as we go from this place to trust in him and to be his witnesses wherever he places us. Amen.
Amen.
The closing hymn is 381 in the Blue Book, Savior Like a Shepherd Lead Us. If you are able, please stand. Thou hast mercy to receive us.
and power of thee. Blessed Jesus, blessed Jesus, we will return to thee. Blessed Jesus, blessed Jesus, we will
of God, as we go from this place, may we go with hearts full of gratitude, recognizing that every breath, every blessing, and every moment of grace is a gift from above, the source of all good and perfect gifts. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, love of the Heavenly Father, and the everlasting comfort and fellowship of the Holy Spirit go with you now and forevermore. Amen.